I'm going to read this in verse 13 of chapter 6. Do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. You don't present your members as instruments of unrighteousness. Stop talking weakness, please. Can I get a little strong with you? Stop talking weakness. Stop talking negativity. Stop talking failure. Stop telling why you're going to miss it sometime down the road. And present yourself a living holy sacrifice unto God. Let yourself be a prisoner of righteousness. You're going to see that in a minute. Watch. It says, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you're not under the law, but under grace. Do you know how powerful that is? You're not walking on eggshells. God's not waiting for you to slip. God's not looking to beat you down and say, I thought you were serious. I thought you loved me. God is letting you walk by grace so He can mold you, refine you, and raise you up even through the weak tendencies of life. And if you'll get your eyes on His strength will make you strong in the weakness. You get it? You're not under the law. You can't miss it unless you turn your heart from humility, repentance, and faith. You can't miss it because we have a righteous advocate, and His righteous plea redeems you when you fall. Now, Paul knows how people think because he knows not everybody's ready to sell out. So he says, what then? Shall we sin because we're not under grace? Or not under the law, but under grace? He says, certainly not. This truth needs to change our hearts and purify our hearts and cause us to fall desperately in love with God. See, do you understand I'm a man that's in love? Do you understand I'm not just a good man? Do you not understand I'm not trying to be good? I'm in love. I love Jesus. It's that simple. I'm going to fall out in a minute. It's all about love. I love Him. Why do you love Him so much? Because He first loved me. Jesus loves me. This I know. How do you know? You ain't been never been nothing. For the Bible tells me so. Lest you become like children, you won't even inherit this kingdom. Little ones, innocence restored. To Him belong. Oh, they're very weak, but He's so very strong. Yes, Jesus loves. Ooh, I got the white daisy out. He loves me. Yes, He loves me. Yes, Jesus, He loves me. I'm down to two petals. He loves me. He loves me. The Bible tells me so. There is no He loves me not. My white daisy, every petal, says He loves me. Oh, man, I'm kidding. Watch this. I'm a man and I'm thinking this way. This gospel's not weird. It's spiritual and it's wonderful. And it's awesome. And He's embracing me right now. Right now, He's holding me. He's hugging me. My friend's here. He's loving me and telling me. He loves me. Let's get real with God. We're not sinning because we're not under the law. Do you not know that to whom you present yourself a slave to obey, you are that one slave whom you obey? Whether of sin leading to death or of obedience